We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it happens to be a good evening to you and how you be at 6:02 and 5 seconds on a Thursday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here sitting in for Mike. He'll be back tomorrow evening at 6, Mike home counting his money. And no, at 6:02 and 20 seconds to go, it'll be me here and you there with Connor Green and Sussy Rocky, they on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666. A 4-hour schmooze right up until Sal Licata at 10 on your fan, New York City.
Positive thinking is both a philosophy and an expression of faith. It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind, not as an escape from problems, but as a practical approach to creating a life that is personally and socially worthwhile.
You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
You know, we have a series of tests we're running them through in terms of getting scheduled scans here, there, and everywhere. We had a predetermined amount of tests that we wanted to do and rule everything out. So he's running through that car wash now. Today was another two tests, and tomorrow there's a possibility for one more. When you have a consistent amount of similar injuries from lower leg extremity stuff, I think then, yeah, you have to react to try to understand, you know, how can we put ourselves in a better position that this doesn't have a repeat occurrence. Sometimes it could be happenstance, but when it's consistent and happens more times than not, then you're dealing with something else.
Accentuate the positive.
Sixers beat the Knicks for the fourth time this season.
That'll do it. A wire-to-wire victory for the Utah Jazz.
We have a game to play. That's our base coverage. That was the game plan. And that's why we have a roster like we do. That if someone's not available for whatever reason, then, you know, the next guy up and we all do our job.
Negative.
And they get blown out here in Brooklyn amongst a chorus of boos. The final here, the Grizzlies 118 and the Nets 79.
These are the type of games where, you know, 40 point losses, believe it or not, happen in this league.
Accentuate the positive.
But the Blues stretch their winning streak to 8 straight with a 3-1 win.
Minded to negative.
And the Montreal Canadiens start to finish in control of this one.
Accentuate the positive.
No one told me. No one told me. I'm staying here. Now I'm going to arrest me like Charles Oakley.
I put my hands behind my back and I said, arrest me like my brother Charles Oakley. So at halftime, Dolan comes over to me and says, we need to talk. I said, talk about what? We need to talk. I said, Mr. Dolan, I don't want to talk about nothing.
Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
We do want to accent the positive if only we can find it. Help me, please. Where is it? Where art thou, Mr. Positive? I think the last time we had lots of positive around here, the Dead Sea was still alive. You could start with last night. I had a follow, and I'm glad I have a job. Take my word. I had a follow the Nets last night. The Nets! The empty Nets. And you also had with the Knickerbockers, well, they lost by 8, only 8, and the empty Nets, they lost by 39. Now, what kind, you could ask yourself, and I'm afraid that you might provide an answer that we can't have on the radio. What kind of NBA basketball do we have here? If you're looking for positive, where was it last night? It's who looks better losing. So when you lose by eight, like the Knickerbockers did to all that Jazz, you're looking better than the Nets. Looking ugly and lost from last night. You'll find positive by deciding who looks better losing. You know what's positive? If you had the Nets with 40. And here's more positive. You might be better helping the New York Knickerbockers. Who might be better? You listening might be better helping the New York Knickerbockers recruit players than James Dolan, that Garden galoot, and his white and black Klansmen. You think Spike Lee might be helping with recruiting as we speak right now? Probably yes, because he has made it clear over the last 28 years he is, without question, a diehard Knickerbocker fan. And last night, again, fans were ejected for, how you say, expressing themselves. They were violating the Garden's code of conduct because they were yelling, sell the team. And you sometimes wonder if James Dolan worked for a boss like James Dolan, would he want him fired? If Leon Rose, welcome to the New York Knickerbockers. If Leon Rose were to hold up a basketball, there's a good chance that James Dolan's fingerprints are already on it. You want some positive? We've got your positive right here. Spike Lee was not handcuffed or arrested. Charles Oakley was, and you have heard from what Charles had to say about James Dolan's Knickerbockers. He called James Dolan's Knickerbockers a plantation. Somebody needs to tell Charles that plantation is so pre-Civil War. Better for Charles to say that the New York Knickerbockers are more Reconstruction. And, of course, Utah's Donovan Mitchell, who helped beat the Knickerbockers last night with his 23, he can't believe what is going on at Madison Square Garden. That's a good recruiting thing, isn't it? Doesn't that sound like he wants to come and play for the New York Knickerbockers? And by the way, he grew up a Knickerbocker fan growing up in Westchester County. He couldn't believe what happened to Spike Lee because obviously it's so important that he go in that entrance instead of that one over there. You cannot make it up is the cliche, and it applies. We're looking for positive. I need help. We're looking for some positive. And then you want positive with Aaron Judge, or better said, you don't want positive test results with Aaron Judge. He's had, I mean, you can't, but this is also incredible. He's had so many tests, Brian Cashman has lost count. Yesterday, Cashman said, Judge has had 7 to 10 tests. 7 to 10. Is it 7? Is it 8? Is it 9? Is it how many has he had? Cashman has lost count. And here is what it's all about. The right pectoral. And let's hope nothing else, but this all began with the right pectoral. And how many tests do you need for a diagnosis? You get the MRI, you get a CAT scan, you can take blood, you've got x-rays, what is it? And by now, you would think he's had enough testing. Earlier in the week, Cashman used language we all understood. He was saying that Judge needs a battery of tests. Okay. Then later on in the same interview, he was discussing Judge and he says he needs a bazooka number of tests followed by a car wash of testing. And he needs more testing. Still, as we speak right now, the tests aren't done. Aaron Judge, the face of the New York Yankees, and certainly one of the faces of Major League Baseball, could become the very first player ever to land on the IL due to excessive testing. All this poking and examining and, God, let's hope no radiation, nothing. How much testing? Now, either they know what's wrong, or and they don't want to tell us, or they really, after all this testing, don't know what ails Aaron Judge. And yesterday, and this is maybe the cherry on top of the whole thing, we're looking for positive. I need help. We're just looking seriously for a little bit of positive. And yesterday with Cashman, already using with the battery of testing and the bazooka and with the car wash of testing, explained that he wasn't about to go into the drip, drip, drip. I'm quoting. I'm not making this up, I promise. He wasn't about to go into the drip, drip, and drip of those 7 to 10 tests that Aaron Judge has already had. We're looking, please help me, we're looking for the positive. And you can't find it when Gerrit Cole looks to be in late contract form. Not to worry at all with the 4 home runs he allowed today. It's only spring training. It doesn't count. Who knows if he was working on a new pitch? Who knows if he was just making sure that he's getting the arm warmed up for when it counts? Not to worry at all. We can all rest easy because, let's face it, he's financially secure. He doesn't have to worry about his family. Looking for the positive. That's all we're trying to do, is just find where some positive is. Where is it? I can't say it anymore. The New York Rangers. Is there any positive of late with this? And even with the Islanders. Both of these hockey teams, and of course we all know, the Islanders have to give back that Stanley Cup they won in November, don't they? The Rangers, even the Islanders, nosediving. Both of them looking icecapades, the ice follies, both skating on thin ice. But after this season, if the Islanders are going to lose at all, they'll be able to look good losing along Old Country Road at the Nassau Mausoleum because they have a new, fresh coat of paint, and now they can play there forevermore. We want to accent the positive, but we can't find it. 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number to call as we begin a 4-hour Thursday schmooze right up until Sal Licata at 10 on your Fan New York.